Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And Dr. Bill Legal here. I'm here to provide you free consults on your, for your doctor, your patients, anywhere in the world, integrating with regular medical education, surgery, and so on, and providing you freedom to prevent you from beginning infection with a first line defense kit, better than anybody else, better than ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or any other garbage out there by anybody else. And also to immune rescue, which the, we call it immune support, which is a vaccine pre and post kit. I'm working my EduCap. I had to break ranks with the First Nation, which I'll go into today. I've already mentioned that now. But I want to talk about the whole principles. We have Sonic Life expert today, Jim Cole. And I'm going to start off a little bit differently, Jim. I'm going to talk about the means in which people discover things. For example, how do you think Einstein, being a patent attorney in Europe, discovered the theory of relativity, or Archimedes discovered the displacement of water in his tub, or Leonardo da Vinci discovered how to make things like helicopter plans, which he actually laid out 500 years ago, or people like for example, Raymond Rife discovered the harmonic frequencies of life, the living things.
Right.
What is the process in which discovery or intuitive knowledge of things happens? What do you think it is?
I think it just starts out with a thought. With a thought.
Well, you gotta be more specific. What kind of thought?
Well, it's a pretty profound thought.
No, but what kind of profound thought?
Go ahead.
No. Okay, I'm going to be much more specific. Okay. What's the most powerful thing you can do in the universe?
Wow. I would have no idea.
I can tell you this. I'm going to teach you today. It's prayer. Okay. What is prayer? Prayer or spirit right. words. Okay, now spirit words come out of what? Questions. Now,
right.
I want people to understand this. When you're trying to convince somebody, whether it's vaccines or politics, or whatever, or a specific religion or science, you don't change people's minds. You change their perspective, and they change their mind. So you can't use logic, even if you beat them over the head with articles, to change people. You have to change the perception of reality. Give an example. People, it's estimated that now 42 million Americans have seen UFO at some point in their life. It's over the horizon, they're out on the beach, they're somewhere. And a chance for them, if they've been an agnostic, they become a spiritual person. It doesn't matter what particular religion, but they become spiritual. So how are people transformed? They're not transformed by answers, they're transformed by better questions. Now, I'm building over on clay and iron a new technology. It's going to be free for you, by the way. And it's called the curiosity quotient. Now, I can raise your IQ not only with supplements to raise what's called the map or the soul, your we call the lamp in your brain, to connect you not only with the higher power, because the ultimate connection is what's called the heliarchion. Because we're not less than God, we, when we reach the fullness of what we are God in this time realm of time space. We're not less than God, we are God. Did you know that?
Hmm.
Now, by being God, meaning when you connect to Father, and the thing is, you can't take away sin. You can only take away sin by having a relationship. It's taught in the Bible. Basically, the sin taker is God. In other words, you have to do God, and then an extra O, and it becomes good. So when you do things that look good, because it's self-serving, or it serves, you know, let's say you're a politician, and you can do stuff to get money back for your next campaign, or a bigger house, or Airstream jet, it's not good. It's bad. But evil always has a face of good on it, or it achieves a certain goal, but it's not good. Goodness is only godness, driven by questions, and questions always come from prayer. So when Albert Einstein, for example, started thinking about the nature of the universe and the limitations of things like the speed of light, he was asking better and better questions, and he realized that there had to be a limitation to light for energy and matter to be convertible. And so he started working on the idea of an equation. So eventually he came down with the equation of E equals MC squared with a constant, okay? When Archimedes went to the pool, he wondered how come a certain amount of volume of body can displace a certain amount of water. For example, you can have a boat that's made with concrete or steel, but because the water displaces, the upward force in the boat will raise the water, lower the water, so it actually doesn't sink to the bottom, because the buoyancy force is great enough to keep the water of the boat from actually sinking to the bottom of the ocean or pool or whatever.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
When Leonardo, when Newton saw the apple fall, he realized that depending on the, he realized there's a force called gravitonics. The greatest mathematician in probably modern history was Sir Isaac Newton, but only about 10% of the time he spent on equations, including, but he also about 85% to 90% of his time was spent on looking at scriptures and discerning the specific time seasons of the universe and the what's called the hidden information that's embedded in the Bible. For example, you can actually take the five books of the Pentateuch written by Moses, and you can work on its mathematical equation written with specific messages embedded in it. Now, one of my friends, David John Oates, he died, and he's from Australia. I am on the show for a number of years, but he died a few years ago. And what he discovered is that it was embedded in English in your speech. So if you're doing a business meeting and you do reverse speech, you can pull up whether people are telling you the truth or not when they're making a business deal, or if they're lying to you. Because the spirit can't lie. And then when you that's English is actually extracted in little phrases. And sometimes when you do what's called reverse speech, and be a little obscene because it'll actually, there's no restraint in the spirit. Whether it's, you know, saying something nasty or sexual or whatever, it's just the reality of the spirit speaking forward. Now, the thing is, everything that you talk about when you look at say, satanic groups, they always take things that are good and do reverse speech to reverse it. Now, why is that? Because if you look at the structure of the universe, this is ties in with my the sonic life. The universe is basically based on three things. Think of the universe as a giant wheel. And I call it the one eye, E-Y-E, plus the letter I, the one I-verse. In other words, there's one perception of all, everything that is one. Now, where God exists, considering him as the infinite dreamer, there's no past or future to God. He doesn't have to worry about the future because there isn't a future to God. Everything is now. And there's no such thing as size. For example, every atom inside your body is another universe where he's still God. Does that make sense?
Wow, yeah, that makes sense.
Now, what that means is the second realm is the realm of consciousness. Now, when Satan was cast out as a higher archangel of the realm of eternality, he was cast in the realm of consciousness. So his temple is in the realm of consciousness. It actually looks, because I've actually been there, identical to the airport in Denver International Airport. It looks like with the peaks and everything on it. Now, you have to understand, he was the most intelligent created angelic being. The most intelligent created being was, we call Lucifer the angel of light, because he actually managed the other beings that were actually creating the physical universe under the orders of the creator God. Do you know that?
Wow.
He's like, yeah, that's why his title, his title in Masonic circles is called Tugautu, or the Rekar Architect. Oh, someone's trying to call me. Yeah, I'm going to call you later. Anyway, so what happens is, they're being careful when they tell you about he's the great architect, because but he lost that following because instead of doing God's will, he started doing his own because he wanted to create. It's almost like if you're a really good politician, you're smart enough, you kind of screw your guys to your boss, and you take over. Like in getting screwed, say, John Donald Trump, you become the next president. Right? You call me? Or the next head of the corporation.
Right.
Now, what we are as human beings is we are the incarnation of God in the physical flesh. We're not just like little animals crawling around down here and you die after 70 to 90 years. We're actually God's children. Now, is your child or son or daughter less than you? Of course not. So, for example, my sons, there are three sons and a little daughter. If we can hand down our property, which we're not communists yet, from under, you know, the communists and the, I'll call it demon-ratic party, they want to take away all your rights to pass on property to your children. They have the right to have, say, my home or my business or whatever, because if I'm gone, it's theirs, right?
Right.
It's not less. It's theirs, because if it's mine, and they're the same as me, so the same as the creator of the universe, what he did is he created children so we become an echo of him to the realm of time-space. So the real gospel of the Bible, and that's what he talks about in the book of Revelation, he's talking about the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Right.
Well, when you marry someone, you marry a woman, the woman is not less than the man. The woman is equal, but they're just they have a different role, and they're nurturing in the creation of, let's say, the family. So mankind is, in a sense, one of the queens of the heaven. Now, God has visited, and he told me this when I was in heaven at age 8 and a half, 62 years ago, that he visited limitless worlds across the cosmos and brought the gospel of the universe to them, and both human and non-human beings. So, you know, Jesus is the Father in the flesh. He's not the lesser God that died, and he's the Son of God, and all this BS. There's three gods, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's all Masonic garbage taught by the church, the Catholic Church, because they're all basically descended, controlled, and infiltrated by the Draco reptilians. And the reason is they want to teach you that there's other pathways to do good. No, there's only one pathway to do good. You have to pray and come in alignment with the spirit of the creator of the universe and do what he wants you to do, and that's good. It's God. And then when you do it, it's called good. And if you have done things that are wrong, he's the one who takes away sin. You can't take away sin by doing good works or paying off money or doing a number of good things that look good to other people and then at the same time do bad stuff ongoing. That's why they have this feast in Hebrew called the Feast of Kal Nidra, where, you know, they have this sacrifice and the sacrificial animals take away your sin, and you can keep on putting the screws to your colleagues and your friends and relatives, but just, as long as you do have Kal Nidra, you're good to go. Wow. That's not the case, okay? Now, the same thing goes with what we call scientific logic discovery of whether vaccines are dangerous. It's asking better questions. So what we do with the sonic life machine, we can generate frequencies that actually talk to your genes, open them up with the frequencies for the atomic minerals and the Sabbath, we call Sabbath mineral resonance, and Nogales. Well, I'm working on much, much more than that, okay? And the sonic life machine is one of the most powerful machines for generating that we call the prayer of frequencies throughout your body. And
need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? AllicinMed is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced Allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
A serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. Virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of
questions. It's reception. So what we're talking about here is it's like when Einstein discovered E equals MC squared, or let's say Raymond Rife discovered frequency of things. He knew in the spirit realm, just like when, for example, Nikola Tesla discovered, he actually was a perceptive of the frequency of all life forms. In the name of God, which is a Yah. You know what the word ancient, the word Yah means? It means frequency.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so Yah, and so when you talk about the creation of Jesus, Jesus is actually an ambassadorization of the actual name. It means Yahshua HaMashiach, which means the frequency that becomes incarnate in human flesh and becomes a Messiah, which means it transforms by his behavior. Jesus never wrote a book or made a video, but he spoke to people like the man to the crowds of people, and he did miraculous things because we're not the victims of miracles. We are the doers of them. For example, when I'm speaking today, I'm transforming people. I'm trying to say the solution to your problem is not to think that you get seek better answers, or you get this group of information from this bunch of articles versus my articles. The articles will make sense to you if your spirit says this is a yes, you know, like the Urim and Thummim stones in your soul. So if you read the articles, for example, talking about the danger of the vaccines, you'll get a yes in your spirit. They'll tell you this is true. Just like when you're researching something in the science and you're measuring various parameters. For example, if people want to know if vaccines are dangerous, they won't get all the vaccine interest, but if we do the toxicology, then we'll discover that there's things that don't make sense to be in a vaccine. Like toxin 102, which is extremely toxic, shouldn't be in human or animal. Or what's called graphene oxide, which is a large carrier molecule to kind of hide the RNA stuff, but also the interface for your DNA to turn you by damaging the VMAT region of your brain so that you can be a hotspot for 5 and 6 gene to turn you into a functional cyborg for the supernet. Because the battlefield of the future is the mind, consciousness, and digital. The digital battlefield is the battle of the future. Now, a lot of people don't realize the vaccines are, in a sense, the final purpose. First purpose is to make a very mild virus to justify the vaccines, and the vaccines are relatively useless. They generate for about 2 months IG subclass M, which gives you some partial immunity, but it doesn't really protect you. It just gives you IgM to tag the pathogens, and there's no T-cell immunity to prevent it. In fact, when the person gets sick because of the vaccines, they actually mutate the virus to create new strains. So that's all the purpose of it. But the real issue is what else is in there. It's to damage the area of the brain called the VMAT2 region, the God gene region, so you then connect it to the supernet, and then when you're connected to the supernet and you turn on 5 and 6G, your consciousness is captured by what I call the mind net. Now,
right.
When the most powerful thing you can do as a person, no matter what religion you're in, is prayer. Whether you're a Buddhist monk or a Christian or a Jew or whatever. Because prayer brings you into a period of placidity and purpose of what am I and what am I, what's my purpose now. The purpose, what I'm doing is I'm generating over on clay and iron a thing called the curiosity quotient. If I ask you, say, 200 or 300 questions, I can determine if your CQ, not your IQ, whether you have a CQ that's above normal so you can accept and understand new ideas, because their ideas are perceived first. Logic comes afterward. Logic is not the first thing that introduces truth. It's always the result of the perception of reality. Mathematics is only a crystallization of the perceptions of already received in the spirit realm. So you draw out an equation, E equals MC squared or some big equation. The equations are actually just the physical condensation in the realm of physicality of something that's perceived at a higher spiritual level. Right?
Right.
So you make a principle in physics or laws or gravitonics, for example. You have to actually understand that ultimately the important question is not that you get the answers, but that you ask better and better questions.
Right.
And the questions change perception, because as you increase perception, you increase wisdom. As you increase wisdom, increase power, and then you can condense it down to equations to explain your observations. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, now you're not going to hear this from anybody else, because God's teaching me to be with Alamit, which means I can't convince you that vaccines are bad for you. But if I can ask you a series of questions, I can say, okay. And if you can see this happening over the last few months since January. Now, number one, do the vaccines cause any harm to people? Oh, yeah, there's some people that die. Now, even the person that's a liar will know that there's some truth of death to that. But the numbers they have are about 100 people they're reporting, because they don't like to include in their records if some kind of minor anomaly. So the actual number of dead is around between 500,000 and 600,000 Americans already dead from the vaccine since January.
Wow.
And then many more dead, also, you know, injured otherwise. Secondly, what's the purpose of the vaccines? Well, they'll tell you the vaccines are to prevent illness, but if that's the case, then why do you need masks now? It's because if they actually check the viral load in your nose, even the new Delta strain, there's no difference. Okay, so then you need a mask. And what kind of mask will stop the viral particle this side? Well, not cloth masks. You have to use a NIOSH N95 mask or have a hazmat suit on with a bubble around your head, an air filtration system. People don't walk around with a bubble around their head. They don't, okay? So then you ask, you say, well, what does social distancing do? Well, do you think the virus goes 6 feet, or at the 7th feet it doesn't go and says, no, I can't walk that far? Right? So you'll see people, they have little steps on the ground, 6 foot. Now the virus can't walk past that 6 foot. They're told not to. Now, bad virus. That's because they're not training the virus. They're training your brain to act like a little robot. That they don't want you to raise any issues or questions. For example, they're now saying, like in Australia, don't talk to your neighbors in New Zealand. Don't dialogue with people out in the open. Don't question authority. If you question authority and actually use even logic to know that we're lying to you, then your perception will change and you'll not submit. Okay? Now, the same thing goes with all the churches. I believe that when Yeshua comes back, there's 33,000 church denominations of Christianity. There's dozens of different denominations of Islam and Baha'i and all the other religions on earth. And they're all wrong. I call them all real lies going on. Now, the truth is Yeshua came, and the scriptures are true. And the clearest perception of God is actually through our Christian scriptures, the Old Testament, New Testament. Otherwise, they have little fragments of truth, whether it's the white calf and the Crow Nation or this group and that group, have a little perception of some degree of spirituality, but none has the fullness of the actual Bible, the Biblia. Right. And that's why the persecution of Jews is so high, and also right now Christians. Christians are being persecuted like they want to push critical race theory, which isn't, racism on steroids. They want to push the idea that men can be pregnant, which is ridiculous because men are not pregnantable. They don't have a uterus and so on. And they want to eventually get rid of families because the enemy of the superstate is a family. The greatest and the only, if you want, institution that's actually sacred to God is the family. A synergism between a man and woman. Now, the same thing goes in the universe. God is the husband, in a sense, and we are the wife. Humanity is collectively, not like Mormons where a guy gets a universe or a star and becomes a god. No. It means that we collectively, when we become billions or trillions across the cosmos and become a galactic civilization, we are the queen of the heavens, okay? And God has made many other queens because he transforms those civilizations to have a perception of the spirit knowledge of the eternal one, right? So
right.
It's the intervention of, for example, the good guys out there. And, when you look up at all the space aliens, if they weren't intervening, we would have blown ourselves to bits for many, many times.
Right.
Now, there are bad guys out there, but they've been defeated, the Draco Reptilians and their affiliates. And there's still remnants of them hanging around, but they're lost. Now, what's really going on here now is the transformation of humanity, because God gave me all three keys of Methuselah. One of those is actually through the sonic life machine. That means when human beings have the full three keys fully operational, we won't die except for three things. Supernovas, war and violence, or selfies, falling off buildings or cliffs.
Right.
Stupidity, in other words.
Oh, yeah.
People will die, and people don't learn from teaching logic. They teach from perception being altered. That's what the real issue is. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense, Dr. Bill.
Yeah. That's what the sonic life machine does. It actually will change that. Do you hear something out there? I hear somebody out there. I think they're using some kind of a device of some kind.
Yeah, I hear some talking in the background there.
I'll see if I can find out what's going on out there. There's nobody should be making noise while I'm...
Medical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is meeting with private sector leaders to discuss modernizing U.S. infrastructure to handle cybersecurity threats. Speaking at the White House, Biden saying roughly 500,000 cybersecurity jobs around the United States remain unfilled. The withdrawal of American citizens and vulnerable Afghans from Afghanistan is continuing. This comes as the White House says it's still on track to meet President Biden's August 31st deadline to pull out the remaining American forces from the country. Republican Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, is no fan of the Biden administration's handling of the Afghanistan evacuations.
what is happening is just a dismantling of what we have had with our partners and allies to defend against this war on terror.
USA Radio News. Arguments in a trial over Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' ban on mask mandates are ending. Jennifer Gillen, the parent of two children with special needs, says she's seen the stress wearing a mask puts on her kids.
I have to make the health care decisions for my children. That is my American right. Whenever given a chance, I stand for the flag. Put my hand on my heart because we have American men and women who have fought and died for our freedom.
DeSantis believing schools or school districts should not be putting in mask mandates. Rather, that choice should be left up to the parent to decide for their child. Former President Trump's Remain in Mexico policy will be reinstated after the Supreme Court refused a request from the Biden administration to block a lower court's ruling requiring that the policy be put back in place. The Supreme Court deciding that the Biden administration's appeal was unlikely to succeed on the merits of its claim. USA Radio News.
...in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday. And Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced video
medicine to
Pamela, we have the lumen photon, and we have seven frequencies plus NICO. And what you do is frequency one and two are stimulatory. Three is for nervous system and skin. Four is for internal organs like the liver, kidneys, and spleen, bladder. Five is for all glandular tissue like ovary, testes, adrenal glands, parathyroid glands, etc. Frequency number six and seven are anti-inflammatory. And then NICO is a combination of frequencies for regeneration, connective tissue, cartilage, joints, ligaments. Now, what I'm doing now is I'm making more and more discoveries. Now, when all the big discoveries are made in, say, modern history or biology and so on, what do you think that procedure is that actually creates a discovery?
I believe it's a, you know, almost like an inspiration which drops in from a deeper level, and then the curiosity gets triggered.
Deeper level of what? What deeper level of what part of us?
Well, not I think from the soul.
Right, exactly.
You know, not from the personality, but from the soul, or from beyond that, maybe something divine.
So the best way to describe it is that questions come from the soul and answers come from the mind. Do you follow me?
Yeah, okay.
Now, the answers can be wrong, because they're a perception of trying to put together the pieces of the perception that we think that we partially understand or fully understand. Mm-hmm. The more we understand things, our answers become more and more clear, but actually the... you know, I tell people, I said the most important thing, for example, when Archimedes discovered that the body would displace water, that's why boats, even they're made of steel or concrete, will float, because they displace water and get a buoyancy force against them to keep them so they don't sink to the bottom of the ocean or the lake. When Einstein discovered tried to convert the mass to energy and vice versa, he realized there had to be a limiting constant for light in order for mass and energy to have a convertible capacity. So light had to have a speed limit, in other words. Do you follow me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he worked out that by using questions. In other words, perception of inquisitiveness and questions are the answer. That's what you seek. You don't try to seek answers. You try to seek better and better questions. Whether it's spirituality or science. Now, when Nogier, who was the one who discovered the lumen photon system, he asked the questions, what are the technologies that the body uses to create light? Now, what he discovered, basically, was like Raymond Rife talked about in Tesla, is that basically everything is a light being. In other words, people are recorded in a sense as a hologram, and their DNA is actually like a tape. How long do you think that tape is? If you go back and if you look at the length of tape and you unwind it, you can go back and forth 93 million miles to the sun 12 times. That's how much DNA data is recorded to actually create you. Now, only 7% of that codes for alleles of proteins and enzymes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when an enzyme is basically a folded protein with an active mineral, and that mineral will make or break chemical bonds, that's what an enzyme is. And if the enzyme is not altered by, say, glycation or toxic chemicals attached to it, it is very efficient. It's what's called a Kmax. In other words, a maximum enzymatic activity. So when you're diabetic, if you cross-link proteins, they lose their Kmax, drops, and they become less efficient. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So teaching your principles based on not on the logic is the answer of the mind trying to put together the perceptions of spirit or questions. So what I'm doing over in Clay and I is building a thing called a curiosity quotient. Now, it's more important how curious you are, not how quote many how many little quizzes you can do that are based on the IQ test. The IQ test is set up to figure out how clever have you become in terms of asking questions.
Uh-huh.
So it indirectly tries to figure out how smart you are, right? So if you see someone with a really high IQ, it means previously they were so inquisitive, they developed a better way of looking at data and sets so they can actually see pattern recognition. Does that make
uh-huh.
sense?
Yeah.
So pattern recognition allows them to start creating equations or logic equations in their mind to explain reality, which is how they indirectly try to measure people's IQ or inquisitive quotient. But really a better term is called the curiosity quotient. Now, I'll give you an example, just to be sarcastic. I'm working on a system where I can actually measure somebody's CQ. And if I ask you, say, 200 or 300 questions, I can determine how your CQ is. It can be a normal human being, which means you're stunned enough that the government tells you to take vaccines, you'll take because you're a good, idiot, and you're going to take them. Or you take the drugs of your doctor, and then you get side effects. Or you do what your relatives tell you to do, and you get taxed to death, and the government takes all your property. But if you actually ask better questions, you know how to invest better, you know how to do science better, and you actually know how to take care of your body with the combination of a minimum amount of drugs, a maximum amount of nutraceuticals and clean filtered water and clean technology. Now, people live in homes that outgas toxic chemicals. They drink toxic water. They eat food that's has inflammatory fatty acids and mineral depletion, and they wonder why they get unhealthy.
Uh-huh.
It's like, are you kidding? It's like if you're a kid making a mud pie with the bad things, it's going to look pretty awful at the end of it. You know what I'm saying? Well,
right.
It's going to look pretty awful. That's because we think of ourselves as an experiment, but, when we put together the logic and we haven't had good questions, we just accept as truth. The lies have been told to us by our churches, our pastors, and our government, and our scientists, and our doctors. And eventually mm-hmm. we call the condensed condensation of all those lies together to shorten our health, lower our IQ, make us impoverished, and make us unhealthy and die early. Right? Now, when somebody says, how can you convince somebody not to take the vaccines? I said, you don't convince them by throwing papers at them, even from scientists, people. You start asking them questions. For example, if I want somebody to use a lumen photon, they say, well, doctor, here's my symptoms. I said, well, what are your symptoms? You say, well, I'm having chest pain. I'm having joint pain. And my kidneys are packing it in because I'm a diabetic. So I'll give them the supplements and try to sort of nutrition. But I say, do you know your body is basically a condensed hologram? So if I change the frequencies to that hologram, I can change the way your body perceives the reality it needs to express, so then it'll express your genetics correctly, and you'll start to heal your kidneys, and you'll get rid of the toxins, and your body will start to regenerate your tissues. I say, you're kidding. I say, No. That's why when you take, for example, the mineral indium, which chaperones minerals into your DNA, it turns on the genes to actually make messenger RNA so your body can make the structural proteins and enzymes. And what I'm working on now is I found out that the Russians developed these tripeptides, and the tripeptides are three amino acids that if you condense a calf down, you get three amino acids, or maybe amino acid 1, 3, and 12. And those amino acids, when you combine them, will tell you to rebuild your kidneys. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually take the atomic resonance of those and create a morphogenetic field frequency. And with the Scarlet 4x4, I can actually put them through the lumen pads and tell your body to rebuild your kidneys. Is that interesting? So I can actually send the frequency over the light pads, and it'll be like taking the peptides, but only it'll be doing by taking it by creating what's called a phonon maser field, or phonons are a coherent light, sound, and electromagnetics that talks to your DNA and the hologram of you.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
You're a hologram. You're a life. You're a light being. Okay. In other words, think of TV in the future. Right now, they got 4G, 5G TV. In a few years' time, they're going to have what's called a 6D television. The TV won't be behind the screen. It'll be on the floor. And it'll be projecting it upward, or be on the ceiling, projecting downward from the ceiling, a holographic four-dimensional image. So you're looking at a sports stadium and a thing, depending on where you sit in your living room, you can see a different perspective of the playing field.
Oh, wow.
And because you're actually seeing a four-dimensional model in time-space of the actual game being played, because it's being picked up by cameras and reconstructed in four-dimensional space in your room, in your TV room.
That's pretty wild.
It's like in the future, you'll be able to take what's called 4D pictures. So the pictures will be a 4D camera. They have an arm that'll pick up the picture from multiple angles and actually create a four-dimensional picture of, say, you and your daughter. It won't just be a picture that'll look like a flat picture. It'll be a multi-dimensional picture from different angles, so you can actually rotate that picture around and see it from a different side in the future. Is that neat?
I think that's very neat, yeah.
No, that's how the body works, okay? Now, the people say, well, Dr. Deagle, how do you know these things? I say, well, I have what's called a high curiosity index. Now, when they tested me in grade 9, I did the TACU test one third of the time of other people because I like doing puzzles, because I like, you know, working on things and asking questions. And I remember our teacher in grade 7 said that I read 700 books between grade 6 and 7 because I'm a real nerdomaniac. And I read 700 books while I was sitting on the beach, okay, or doing stuff, you know, we're making my garden, between grade 6 and 7. And my teacher said, you know, you're a diamond, not a pebble. We polish the pebbles, but you don't dull the diamond, she said to me. You're a diamond. I haven't met one before.
Good teacher.
Yeah, she told me in grade 7, right? So you got to understand, what I want to do is polish other people up to make them start to think. People don't think. They probably haven't had an original thought where they ask questions from their soul. And when they do, they change the perception, whether it's vaccines or how to heal their body or stop arthritis or whatever. And the lumen photon can do that.
First.
That window and gave him a little piece of my mind, telling him it was very macho.
People are getting like that because their brain's on fire from the shots, that's why.
Yeah.
Big bad behavior amplified by frying their little frontal cortex. The biofilm was an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
NutraMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints,
as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. PowerC Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical.com. Red Deer Velvet, DR, is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well.
Is our big sale on, so you take care, and we'll, our sale next week, by the way, we'll have an interesting code when Adam shall have up. But I want to teach people, the Lumen machine is basically almost like a frequency prayer machine. It's praying to your DNA and your cells to heal. I have people, for example, who take our kidney peptides and put the Lumen pads over them, and their kidneys come back and say, oh my God, Deagle, I'm not in dialysis, or I stop coronary artery spasm, or I regenerate my joints. I took the blue and the other light pads and put it over my knees, and I took all your things like Collagen Peptides Pro, Collagen Max, Joint Performance Tendon Mender, you know, all these other things. And they say, what the heck are you doing, Deagle? I said, I'm doing things. I'm feeding the frequencies. I'm feeding the Sabbath to your tissues with the minerals. But the Sabbath of frequency, because the frequency of God, the intention field of God is Yah, Mr. Frequency.
Interesting,
eh? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to be joined here in a second with Bob Vineyard. Bob, are you there?
Okay.
Sure. Hi, Dr. Bill.
Hey, Bob, we're heading toward a cataclysm, and we talked about this yesterday, was last week, and I have some people criticizing me, which is I often deserve, because sometimes I'll bring a guest on, and if he asks me questions, I'll speak more than, and they say, you didn't let your other guest speak. I said, well, because he asked questions, and I gave him a long answer. Now, yeah, you got to understand, right now I'm telling people, there's the three P's that you have to do, prayer, prep, and proceed. In other words, don't sit in your ass thinking that somebody else is going to take care of you like Donald Trump or the Democratic Party or Republican Party or some pastor. Prayer, prep, and proceed. And prep, after you pray, you better have, number one, oxygen, which is pretty good if you just have to breathe. You want to have air filters. Fill out the toxic dust and radioactive isotopes and so on if you have it in your home. And you want to be able to get filtered water, whether you're pulling it from the air or you have a pool or you have a tank, because cataclysm is coming. Now, if you actually look very commonly and you're honest with yourself, you have to realize that the so-called things they call vaccines are not. And we had an interesting discussion yesterday, you know, and after I said this, I was corrected and he was correct, Greg Catton. He's now since 2007, he's down at 10,900 feet. Near Quito, Ecuador, and he's an herbalist, and he's taken ayahuasca, which opened up the astral plane. He's taken it 1,000 times. I don't need to take it because having near death, my astral eyes always open. Okay? Now, I'm not special. Every human being has these things potentially in them, but they may or may not be opened up. Now, what happens is that when you're taking clean, filtered water, you're basically telling the body, I'm going to feed you clean water so you can detoxify. And like Jerry Rogers says, detoxify or die. If you don't have clean water, there's no possibility of you can detoxify, so you're going to start dying. First thing that happens, you get mitochondriopathy, you get toxins that interfere with different receptors in your body, and eventually you're going to end up with the genes jammed because those toxins are going to attach and change the Cmax of enzymes, and they're actually going to cause you to start having cells that will not reproduce. So you start getting accumulated damaged mitochondria and damaged cells, and organs start to age, and when that happens, you get multisystem organ failure and eventually death. Or autoimmunity, where the inflammatory reaction your body's immune cells will seek and destroy your own tissue. Right? No, as I say, you're not a filter. So I call it the Geek Out. They used to call it garbage in, garbage out. I call it, I have a new one called Crap In, You're Going to Crap Out. Do you like that?
You're so right, Dr. Bill, and Terry Rogers is right. He talks by a diet. You know, I have always told people who say, oh, well, don't I need minerals in my water and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, yeah, there are minerals normally in water to some degree, depending on where you're at. Some of them are okay. A lot of them are not. But that's not the important thing. The important thing
is minerals, all water. The toxic crap is in there too, right? Yeah.
That's right. Water is not important for what it brings. Water is important for what it takes away.
And yeah, that's exactly.
The
problem I see is people don't understand this. If you actually look at me on the screen there right now, and I've got, I got my hair. I have a few gray hair, but I mean, I colored it up. But I don't have any wrinkles, and I'm going to be in 5 months. I'll be 70. I have no wrinkles. That's because of all the supplements I take and all the technology. And when I put on my skin, I put DHA and pregnenolone and all these other things. And I have my technology. I've got everything like mild hyperbaric oxygen. I've got an infrared sauna. I have, you know, lumen pads. I've got all kinds of stuff, pulse magnetic field therapies and so on. And I drink clean, filtered water. You can't drink clean, or you can't have, you know, stay healthy if you're drinking toxic water. Now, you also have to make sure the food you're growing is organic food, that the food is not, like vegetables, or not grown in toxic water. Here in California, they license what's called Class 2 water, and even under Donald Trump, they allow Class 2 water, which is water recycled from, you know, tall to tap water, which is industrial water, to water vegetables in so-called green areas, because California is a major supplier of vegetables for the rest of the nation, and fruit a lot of time, because of the climate here. It's very moderate. So California has some of the largest gardens in the country for everything from almonds to fruit to everything to supply the rest of the country. And a lot of that food comes from California, doesn't it?
Yeah.
People don't realize just how huge it is. Part of the reason why the state's so big is that every industry here, tech industry, Hollywood industry, military industry, aircraft industry, and also food industry. Now, we don't have a crazy climate like Florida where you can have crazy storms that rip through things and tear trees down and so on. We don't have it like Texas, whatever. It's a completely different kind of climate. Now, they do not recognize what's called primary water, which basically we have tons of it here. If you go deep enough and look at the right places, you can find it. So they have recycled water. Recycled water is often very bad. When you take water that's recycled and you have industrial wastewater, like, for example, they recycle it up in Orange County or in, say, Phoenix, Arizona, now they just put it through an average cycle reverse osmosis membrane. A lot of that water, if you do 18 classes of high chromatography, it's a Great Plains laboratory, you're going to find all kinds of toxins in parts per million or billion. And people say, that water tastes good. I said, do you think your taste buds are as good as my chromatography machine? Well, no, Dr. Deagle. I said, you know what? There's different levels of stupidity, you know. I tell people, I said, it's not a matter of stupid. It's a matter of not asking better questions, okay? Now, I can make somebody smarter by making them start to think. I actually think most people in their lifetime don't have an original question or thought. Their perception of reality is what they're told in the news media, their parents, their teachers, their pastors. They don't question reality at all. They just accept what the hell they're told. Nine news, the television, what their pastor tells them at the pulpit, what their teachers and their college people, and they've gone to mega university where basically the pastor or the professor defecates intellectually. You eat their defecation, and if your defecation on your papers and your response back to other family members, because you accept the vaccines are okay and the food's fine because even it's grown secondary water, and the water coming to your house, even though 40% of the water in America has got lead in the pipes, it's all okay. Don't worry about it. You can't taste anything bad. You got a little filter thing sitting in your fridge with five things, so any bad taste is taken out. But it's still killing you because there's thousands of toxins in parts per million or billion, but you don't give a shit because you've already been kind of inundated with enough stupidity that you basically accept the gospel according to the maniacs around you, okay? Now, most people, I think, if they actually had an original thought or question, their brain would go on fire and they'd have to have a fire extinguisher. Now, I used to teach students who were basically being F's in school and become all of a sudden A and B students. I said, what did you do to your kid? This is before I started giving supplements like 40 years ago. And they'd say, I said, I taught them how to think. What do you mean? I taught them how to ask better questions and start analyzing and creating a better perception because, you see, it's the spirit that asks questions and it's the the mind that condenses them down to logic and answers. The mind condenses things down to what they appear to be. The answers are just the logic of the mind trying to condense those perceptions down to reality. Well, the reality is that if you do proper questions, you'd say, like I had one guy, for example, a few years ago, he's asked me, he said, Dr. Deagle, I've been listening to your show. My water tastes pretty damn good. I got well water. I said, really? I said, well, he said, I'm having this and that problem. I said, really? Well, how about we check your water? He said, well, I haven't done a test. I said, I assume it's all fine. I said, well, we know in certain areas, like in Boulder up in the Northeast, there's a lot of radioisotopes. In fact, there's a lot of uranium and so on and radioisotopes in the well water because they just, that's part of the country. For example, if you want to go to, say, Boulder, there's so many, some areas where radon daughters are so high, it's like the water itself is lethal. Just the radon. Not even talking about isotopes, right? In Boulder.
Yep.
So actually, I got him to do the test, and he found out there's so much uranium. I said, well, at night, one thing that's good about this is when you open your eyeballs and you go into the bathroom and you have to go to pee, you don't need a flashlight. Your eyes will actually show the light all the way to the toilet.
Once I got
him to laugh, because actually when you laugh, your spirit's saying, holy shit, Deagle, you made me think, and it not only made me hurt, it made me laugh hard enough that I get it. That's because you don't convince people, you transform them with what we call better questions, and perception is what you want to goal. The goal is not arguing with people, it's changing their perceptions. Like, the water you're drinking, is that good for you? Do you want to have healthy babies? Do you think it's good to drink toxic water? Do you think your baby's going to be healthy? Or you think you're going to live long drinking water with lead and other crap in it, like radioisotopes from Fukushima? Oh, it's not good for you. What color is your skin going to be after, let's see, 100,000 glasses of Fukushima water from the radiation coming from Japan? Oh, not good. Well, let's not do that. How about get a water filtering system, pure water. You don't want to be the filter, get a filter.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Or anything else. Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Like NutriMedical's life support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.